I'm here.
Blog
yes.
Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written four books, the first, From the Soul of a Woman, Lush and Hurt. The second, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. Thirdly, Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities. And my newest release, Unlimited Possibilities, The Roadmap to Restoration. We've all gone through situations in our lives, and Unlimited Possibilities is just a motivational book, my first motivational book. The rest were inspirational. Will help you get to the next level because we're all coming from a place of X. We've been an ex-drug dealer, ex-offender, ex-drug addict, ex-this, ex-that. But it doesn't determine what we've been, but where we're going. We fall down, but we get right back up again. And Hot Topics from the Soul was created to be a lifeline to the community to talk about social issues and relationships, family, finances, and so much more. I have with me my co-host, Shirley Carter. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. I'm an entrepreneur, as well as I have a nonprofit organization called Against All Odds. It's an organization for breast cancer survivors and their family. And I also have a entertainment company. Thank you for joining us.
Great. Well, tonight, you know, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about what different things that were going on in our community. And I thought it'd be fitting to have a special guest, Mr. Larry D. Patton, with us tonight. And he is better known as Mr. Dynamic himself. He's a Christian entrepreneur. He speaks with power, passion, and conviction. And I'm so excited to have him. And he's one of those speakers that surprise for the demand, regardless of what dispensation you're in your life or where you are, that place of stuck, that place of there, or you're trying to figure out your why for existing. Mr. Dynamic will help you get to the next level. Mr. Dynamic, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
I was in your city this past weekend.
Yes, our path did not cross. I was out of town, and I hate that I missed that. I just want to get this in before I get too far down. Before we get too far into the show, I just want to commend you for what you are doing. To have the passion and the courage and the vision to tackle such hot topics of today, and I just wanted to give you that pat on the back that you're feeling is coming from me.
Oh, who is Mr. Dynamic?
Who is Mr. Dynamic? He is a person who is not unlike any other individual in life who has not had to go through struggles and overcome obstacles and breakthroughs and challenges. What I wanted to share with your listeners, because most people, like you said, they probably don't know who I am.
Exactly.
I'm the author of The Power in You. I'm the founder of the Laser Focus Learning Academy on Self-Esteem, and I'm the creator of one of the most powerful, life-changing three-day events entitled Step Into Your Greatness and Fly Towards Your Future. I've used Valerie Life Coaching, Peak Performance Life Coaching, to help over 200 heart-centered Christian professionals and entrepreneurs all across the United States achieve success in business, work, and in life. My friends call me Mr. Dynamic because I'm a walking miracle. About 27 years ago, I was hit by an 18-wheel flatbed truck, and I was paralyzed from the waist down, and the doctors entered my hospital room one morning and said, after eating breakfast, I just had a bowl of Cheerios. I guess I was trying to build up my strength, but they were looking at X-rays in the back of the room, and they walked over to my bed, and the lead surgeon said, there's a pretty good chance you're never going to walk again, and they immediately exited the room. Now, I'm going to tell you something. At age 15, I had, before that accident, everything going for me. I had books, girls, you know, all of the things that a 15-year-old would have going for me. And then all of a sudden, I want you to imagine what it would be like if someone just pulled the rug out from underneath your feet. And that's basically how I felt. Now, these doctors telling me that I would never walk again, my immediate response to that was to step up to the challenge and to prove them wrong. And so after 4.5 months, I took my first steps for the second time in my life. And easy? No. Impossible? No. Hard? Yes. But it's like anything in life, the stuff that is really worth it, it's going to be hard. It's not impossible. And I tell people, don't confuse the things in life that are hard with those things in life which are impossible. You've got greatness in you, and it only comes out of you when you begin to pursue with passion your purpose. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, so in that instance, when you were giving that diagnosis, where he just basically, now you said the bedside manner was just as you said, you'll probably never walk again, and he walked out of your room?
I did. It took a little while. It took about 4 months, 4.5 months to really get back up on my feet again. But
no, but I'm saying all the doctor said.
Yeah, that was pretty devastating for a 15-year-old.
And the reason why I wanted you to expound on that, Larry, was because right now listening, there are individuals that are on the phone and on listening live on internet, and they're saying they've gotten a diagnosis and they're stuck right now because of what was said to them. What was your driving force to motivate you to get up? Because the title of the show today, it's about you. It's all about you. Basically, it's up to you.
Yes. Well, my theme, and it's in all my emails and basically all my presentations at the very end, is my statement is, it all starts with you, and it really does. It starts, but it doesn't start on the outside, which is what most people begin to look at. They do those superficial fixes, and they focus on what others look at and what others see. But all change that lasts, it comes from within. Anything outside of that is not going to last. It's not going to sustain. And so that was the driving force for me. Aside from that, I was a believer. You know, a young man who believed in God. I had to turn to my faith. And so, to those individuals who may be listening today, that's what you have to do. You have to increase your faith. And I don't know about you, but my Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So where's your evidence? Where's your evidence? Your evidence is your faith. It's your ability to put all that you cannot see, and only what you can believe in God, and know that it's going to work out. And that's not easy, especially when you're lying flat on your back.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the people, like you said, who may be listening to this your show tonight, they may feel like they're flat on their back too.
Absolutely.
In terms of the hand that life has dealt them. And I just want to say to them to be encouraged, because I believe that you can throw in your hand and start with some new cards.
Ooh.
You know, life, so a lot of folks say life has dealt me a bad hand. I say throw in your cards, and if you don't like that, I say start with a whole new deck. Break out a fresh deck.
You're saying something
and
there.
Give it a new shot. But you don't have to stay where you are. I think one of the most powerful influences in my life were actually a couple of people, Dr. King. When I started, how I got into speaking, there's two things that happened. Number one, I was awakened from a sound sleep, and 3 o'clock in the morning, and a voice said, "Share your story." And I looked around like, where is this voice coming from, right? And so I nudged my wife. And by the way, I've been happily married for 23 years to the same woman, and she tells me everything works and don't nothing hurt. So that when I got hit by that truck, that everything fell back into place. Some of y'all will see that later on. But anyway, the thing that I had to overcome, and what I had to focus on, it's keeping something in front of you so that you just like the carrot is sticking. You keep chasing that, and you just keep chasing that. You never give up. You never give up. You just keep going. And I just want to really be an encouragement to those people who are listening today, that life sometimes will give you a second chance.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, your life is really based on your story. So some folks on this line have been telling the same story. And if you continue to tell that story, it's almost like there's a saying that if you keep doing the same thing, you can always get the same results. And that's true. If you keep telling the same story, you're going to keep getting this, you know, life is going to keep dishing out to you the same stuff. I believe that how we live our lives as a result of the story is a result of the story that you tell.
Mm-hmm.
Strategically, so you got to strategically tell your story. People, when you begin to tell your story in a different, a new and different way, people will begin to make a decision to want to do business with you or not. And I'm talking to folks who are thinking about either in business or thinking about starting a business. You see, when you speak to someone, there are three questions going on in their head. They want to know, who are you, which I'm sure everybody's asking on this phone, who is this? So they're going to be Googling me. So if you Google me, just Google Mr. Dynamic himself, Larry D, and you'll find out all about me, my Twitter, my Facebook, all of that kind of good stuff. But the second question that people are asking is, what do you have? What do you have? And then the third thing is, why should I care? And your answer should not be about you, but it should be about your people, the tribe, the kind of folks who you want to work with or who you attract. Ladies and gentlemen, or the listeners to me right now, I want you to think about your life right now. I want you to think about some goal that's important to you. And I know as you think about the words of Marcus Aurelius, back when he said, I know as we look back at the memorial services of one of my heroes, MJ, Michael Jackson, I know that these words by Marcus Aurelius is true when he said, stop living like you have 1,000 years to live. Michael Jackson was coming back from retirement, and his goal at the time was to start performing on stage. Now, he'd been putting it off for years, but he decided finally he wanted his children to see him perform live. He set up a string of concerts that he was going to do, and of course we all know he passed away before the first concert kicked off, but I was at a point in my life where I had gotten off the trail. That I was, you know, the trail that I was once on, Valerie. I had lost myself in a life of drugs, and in a moment of clarity after overdosing, a moment that words cannot describe. Listen to this. If you don't hear anything else I say, listen to this. My grandmother appeared to me. Now, at the time, I didn't know then what I know now, and that is this. At the time, I just thought I got hold of some really good stuff. Because I was starting to see things that weren't really there. It just couldn't be. Because, and the reason is my grandmother, she'd been dead 27 years.
Wow.
And she's appeared, you know, she's appearing to me during this process. So she said these words, and I'll never, ever forget them. She called me by my name. She said, Larry, boy, you know better. This is your last chance. They won't let me save you anymore.
Mm.
And on that day, I had to make a decision. And I made a decision to take my life in another direction. And so I submit to you that this is a day of decision for many of you listening on this call. I submit to you that your listening right now is no accident or mistake. That the fact that you're listening to me right now, that there is something in you, something about the universe that is speaking to you and it's saying, this is your time. This is your last chance. A word of being brought to you that you need at this moment to make a decision in your life as well.
You're fading, getting lower and lower. I need you to give me some more volume, please.
Okay. This is a moment for you of decision in your life as well. How's that? Is that a little bit better?
Yes. Thank you.
I hope that you start listening to the still small voice within, as it was for me. Listen to the words of my grandmother. As I listened to the words of my grandmother, who had been dead 27 years prior to that moment, who came back as my guardian angel and gave me a word, and I honored that word, and I still honor it today. Have you ever heard something, and to yourself you said, if I had just listened to my first mind,
mm-hmm.
and I say to you, listen to your first mind, what is it that you want to do with your life? Listen to your first mind. Don't allow your heart to be blocked by the practical thinking of how I can't afford to do this. The Bible says, eyes have not seen. Because you can't see it doesn't mean you can't do it. Listen
mm-hmm.
to your first mind. This is your last chance. You don't know how much time you have left. This may be your last chance to get it right. Listen to your first mind today. I shared this story with you because my mentor, Les Brown, a few years ago, he started sharing my story on his stage, which is humbling in and of itself. But here's what's powerful. He said, Larry D., I'm changing people's lives with your story. He said, Larry D., never tell a story without a point, and never make a point without telling a story. And that's why I try to live my life by that one fact. Facts are important to the human mind. So you have to do that. And you know, he was the second person I was talking about. King was the first one who inspired me, but Les Brown is the second person who inspired me. I'd already started, but he gave me some inspiration because he introduced me one night in Greenbelt, Maryland, after one of his presentations, and I got a standing ovation. I sold all of my stuff. And what he taught me is how to give to others unconditionally without any strings being
mm-hmm.
attached.
Mm-hmm.
And so I give just for the sake of giving to others. You see, at the time, I thought he had nothing to gain by giving to me, but he had everything to gain. See, I learned through him that giving starts the receiving process. And so he understood that principle. And so I want to pass that on to you. Don't give to receive. That's trading. Just give to give. You'll get it back, but you may not get a thing back from the person that you give to. Just give
right.
to give and see what happens. I dare you to put that in play. It's a powerful concept.
Absolutely. One of the things that I appreciate you for saying is that, you know, you have to rely on that higher power, which is God. And here on Hot Topics from the Soul, I'm a believer. And I don't mind people talking about God because of the fact that without him, we can do nothing. I don't care what God you serve, there is a God. And if you don't believe in a power greater than your own, then you won't be able to make it because it is he that gives us the ability to get life, health, wealth, everything as it relates to us being and existing. And the fact that you're a man and you speak boldly, you're about, what, 6'4"?
6'1".
Well,
I like that.
If
I was 6'4", I'd be in the NBA. I would try
that. I said, I know you're good at tall.
That's a whole other story.
And the fact that you talk about your family. And you embrace them and share your family with us and you know, show that you love your wife and you respect her as a man, as the head of the household, as well as a provider. And I salute you on doing that.
Well, thank you so much. It wasn't always that way. And yeah, if you want the real story, you have to get it from her.
Well, you know, like I said, we all ask something.
Right.
We all recovering from something.
That's right. That's right.
Now,
I
is
can
this
thank God again for second chance? Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. And now, is this where you got the laser focus system? How did that begin? The laser focus success system.
Well, you know how you start in business and you begin to attract a certain kind of people, and you begin to realize that there's some consistencies here that you keep, drawing the same crowd, so to speak. And so it dawned on me that the kind of people that I was drawing needed what laser focus answered. And it was kind of like, so I created it to answer their pain. Most people are struggling from some kind of pain. And so I wanted to move people from pain island to pleasure island. You know, and give, but what I focused on at the beginning, Valerie, was all wrong. I was focusing on the vehicle that took you from pain island to pleasure island, and that was all wrong. It's not the vehicle that you need to focus on. It's the solution. You need the vehicle to get to the other island, but people are concerned with how they get there as much as what you're going to do to transform their life.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I began to focus on the transformation aspect, it laser focus kind of birthed itself. It kind of grew out of that. And if I had an opportunity to give you a diagram, I would give you a triangle, I would give you a square, and I would give you a circle. And that's, diagrammatically speaking, that's laser focus in a nutshell. The triangle represents you. And if you line them up one by one, you would put the triangle first, the square second, and the circle third. And inside of the triangle, you would write the word you, bold letters. Just imagine this because I can't visually show it to you right now. And then the second one is the square, and inside of the square, you write the word block, B-L-O-C-K, block. And then in the circle, you write the word success. Now, if you look at that, you block success. When you put that all together, you block success. And so what dawned on me was, if I could get the blocks out of the way, people would become successful.
Mm.
Yes. So what I did with laser focus is I created all of the four major blocks that most people struggle from. Your mind, your mouth, your money, and your management. Most people struggle with those three things. And maybe all of them or some of them, maybe one of them. Some people, maybe a couple of them. But the reason that whatever is holding you back in life has to do with your mind, your mouth, your money, or your management, or lack thereof. And management is things like organizational skills, time management, productivity, your ability to persuade people, those kinds of things. And so I started this program, and lo and behold, it really transformed a lot of people's lives. I've worked with, like I said, over 200 self-employed professionals, entrepreneurs. I call them heart-centered Christian professionals. That's who I work with. People who have a heart. They care for people. They want to serve, but they just got some blocks in the way. And so we help them remove those blocks. We identify them. And then we help them move those blocks. And once you move the blocks, success is automatic because it's already there. Everything that you desire is already here. You're blocking it. It ain't God. A lot of folks say God didn't want me to have that. No, he said I come to see my life and have it more abundant. So anytime you don't have what you desire, it's because you're blocking it, not God. He ain't telling you to wait. That's you.
Give me one example.
Yes.
Give me one example of someone, because you know a lot of people are going through different things, and they say to themselves, I wish I could do this and I wish I could do that, but they all have that but. What technique? Give me a one illustration of what
sure.
you would do to eliminate that but.
Sure. There's four modules. We do this over 3 days, and one of the modules is your psychology. And so what I teach is the mindset of multimillionaires, because I study multimillionaires and what it is that made those people successful. So we teach you that kind of a mindset. What I discovered, Valerie, is you have to really demand more from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Until you're able to do that, life is going to pretty much happen the way it's been happening for you. It's not going to change. So you have to destroy doubt, instill courage, overcome anything. That's the mentality that I teach. Be more clear and focused, activate happiness and fulfillment, shape the identity you need in life, and not so much focusing on what you don't have. And so that's the first piece that we focus on. The next thing is your physiology. You know, the peak performance you have to create like what I refer to as unstoppable energy. In order to do more than you've ever done before, you've got to have more energy to sustain that. I mean, you could do it, but you'll run out of energy. And energy
mm-hmm.
comes from the food. So we focus on food and exercise and those kinds of things, because that's where you get your energy from, or your energy is stolen from you from, based on the kind of food that you eat. I didn't understand this stuff. All this stuff came to me in bits and pieces over the last 10 years, and I put all this together
okay.
into a program. And the program now is called laser focus. We use the technique of laser focus, but the program that I administer it through is called Step Into Your Greatness, where the impossible becomes possible. And we break this down into like five or six modules over 3 days. And it's very powerful. The next piece is productivity. Setting your agenda for greatness. What are you going to do today, this week, next month? Having a plan. I submit to you that without a plan, you're going to die.
Mm.
And you're going to die with your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, your desires. All of those things are going to die with you. And so designing products, it's a technique called the power box, and we work on that, eliminating distractions. See, you can't eliminate life. Life is going to happen. Distractions of life are going to happen to you. So what I teach people is how to eliminate distractions, not life. A lot of folks trying to get their life, you know, together, but. That you don't need to get your life together. You just need to get the distractions together, because once you get the distractions together, your life will come together automatically. Productivity is also looking at managing your time. That involves knowledge, skills, abilities, teaching people how to progress faster everywhere, every area of your life, internal, not external. Again, this is an inside job. Persuasion is a big part of this. How do you influence people? If you're in business, actually, let me just step back for a second. Let's say that you are raising some children. You have to persuade them to believe in your discipline plan or in the way you run your household. If you don't, they're going to run over you. So persuasion happens at all levels. You know, what you say every day is either persuading people to follow you or persuading people to run away from you, basically. So how do you win arguments? And I don't mean arguments in that negative sense, but I'm just saying when you speak to people, it could be your spouse, it could be your teenager, it could be peers, people on your team, it could be audiences, speaking to audiences. You got to win them over through the power of persuasion. And so how do you do that? And so we teach pieces of that and how that's done effectively. Selling and negotiating secrets, getting others to believe and to buy. And if you don't sell your services or your products, you're not going to be in business very long.
That is correct.
Yes. And then the most powerful module is the purpose and leadership. And in that module, you learn how peak performers lead, create social movements. I'm not talking about Twitter, but a real movement where you get folks. You see, we all have a tribe. Here's what I know about folks listening to me right now. You were created to solve a problem. So that makes you the answer. That makes you the answer to somebody's problem. So when you begin to live your life in such a way that you pursue your purpose, you'll discover your purpose only through pursuing your passion. And there's a tribe of people who are waiting on you to help them solve their problem. But if you never launch that business, you never write that book. You never sing that song, and you don't want me to sing about it. I can't hold a note and carry a tune. I can carry a tune in a hat. But if you had a song and you never sang it, you know, a book that you never wrote, all of these things are answers to other people's problems. So when you sit on your gift, when you never pursue your passion and your purpose, and you sit on it, not only do you live an unfulfilled life, but the folks whose problem you were created to solve, they live an unfulfilled life because you set on your gift. Never did.
Absolutely.
You never did. And so one of the modules is leadership. Leadership is about, it's what you're doing. People like you who lead others around this country with the Fight for Your Dream tour. That's a powerful thing. You know? But that takes a lot of energy, a lot of courage. But that's leadership. Somebody had to do it, Valerie.
Yeah.
And you saw an opening, and you took it. And because of your courage, and your passion, and your vision, because of that, you're blessing folks all across the United States, and probably even beyond the United States because of the internet. People are probably picking up on what you're doing all around this world. So part of that is setting what I call a rally vision, challenging the status quo. You know, most folks will leave their comfort zone. They're in a box. They're in a box, and they're afraid to leave their comfort zone.
Why do you think that is?
And I know I'm talking. Repeat that. Why is that?
Why do you think that is that they're limited?
I actually know. Through neuroscience and studying neuroscience and the subconscious, there is a thing inside of the brain called the amygdala, and it's a component that I refer to as the general. And he sends off a warning signal. Anytime you leave your comfort zone, it sends off alarms inside of your brain, signals like nerve impulses, and it causes you to feel anxiety. It causes you to feel stress. It causes you to feel like if I keep doing what I'm doing, something bad is going to happen to me, and so we retreat. And we retreat, and as soon as we retreat, that signal, that impulse, that adrenaline, all that stuff that it's sending to you that stops you, it stops automatically. And as soon as it stops, you say, wow, I ain't never doing that again. that's how it happens. And for most people, it's life experience. I talked about the cards that they've been dealt, and life experience keeps happening to them because they keep focusing on what they don't want. And when you whatever you focus on, you get more of.
That's what you gravitate to.
Yeah, it's going to. I mean, I call it the 17-second rule. Anything that you focus on for 17 seconds without deviating, if you have just sent it into your world. It's on the way. Mm. It's coming. Good, bad, or indifferent, doesn't matter. It's on the way. It's coming. And so why bad things can happen to good people. If you focus on the wrong stuff long enough, I call it the 17-second rule. If you focus on it for 17 seconds without switching to another thought, you have just put that into the universe, and it's coming to you. It's coming to you. The problem the reason that folks never get what they want is they don't focus on it long enough. And we are fixated on what we don't want. We talk about it every day. We get on the phone, and we chat about it, and we post about it. And if you could just shift your thinking, it's almost like a paradigm shift in five areas. I help people make a paradigm shift in their psychology, make a paradigm shift in their physiology, make a paradigm shift. And for those who listen who don't know what paradigm is, paradigm shift, it's a change. It's a radical, not just a change, but a radical change in your underlying beliefs. See, if you can't get yourself to radically change, you're going to do what you did because that's what you do, and you can't get out of that. It takes a radical change in your underlying beliefs. And then there's your productivity, there's your persuasion, there's your purpose, and the bonus is leadership. And it's those five areas that we focus on, and that's how we've been able to be very successful at changing people's lives.
Hmm. Now, for those of you that are just joining, I'm talking to Mr. Dynamic, Mr. Larry D. Patton himself, and he is the creator of the Laser Focus Success System. Larry, do you have any upcoming events, and how can people reach you?
Yes, I wanted to be a blessing to anyone who might be listening today. I have an event that's coming up. It's in August. But it's a 3-day event. It's called Step Into Your Greatness. And this is the 3-day, it's the laser focused 3-day intensive where the impossible becomes possible, where the ordinary becomes extraordinary. And I use this quote, bless everything that signifies prosperity in your life, in all people, and in all things you see, hear, or feel, in your home, your belongings, and all the money you currently have. That is the secret code to abundance. And so we teach that in day one, how to identify and release conflicts called your inner crap. And that crap is an acronym for conflicts, resistance, anxiety, problems, and fears. You see, you've got to figure out what's holding you back. Process that so you get up, so you get back on track when you fall off or get sidetracked and begin to go back to old habits, old beliefs, and old behaviors. What we do in day one is work on the mindset so that you become unstoppable. And so their beliefs, their habits, their emotions, and their perceptions. And those are the four things that we work on all day, that entire first day. In day two, you're going to learn to develop the right goals and strategies to your ultimate financial health, career, relationships, spirituality, and success. That's business and money. Begin with the end in mind, as the author of Stephen R. Covey wrote, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He said, begin with the end in mind and build the strategies and tactics using fractional goals. And fractional means breaking them down, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. I submit to you, Valerie, that most folks fail not because they don't have goals, not because they don't have plans, but because they're not willing to pull the trigger and take the action necessary to get to where they're trying to go.
Wow.
Is that powerful or what?
Wow. They're not willing to pull the trigger.
They can't pull the trigger.
Wow.
And there's people who pull the trigger, but they ain't load the gun. So ain't no bullets in it.
Wow.
So, yeah. you can make, which in a millisecond will solve enormous problems for you. It has the potential to improve almost any personal or business situation you will ever encounter, and it could literally propel you down the path to incredible success. I have a name for this magical mental activity. Here it is. You want to hear what it is, Valerie?
Yes.
It's called decision. Most folks can't make a decision. And I can relate to that because in my life, I had to always think about it. You ever hear people who say, let me think about it and I'll get back to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's easier to say yes or no. Actually, it's better for you for your body physically to say yes or no than to say maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But you got folks who don't know how to say, they don't know how to say yes and they don't know how to say no. So they want to think about it. And all
that's
I'm saying
true.
To you is that's what got you where you are today, thinking about it. Stop thinking about it and do something about it. Pull the trigger. I dare you. So day three, we develop your daily success rituals, process and systems. Most folks need a system. See, if you know that there's a system for doing something, if you do step one, step two, step three, you're going to be successful if you just keep continually doing it. That becomes mm-hmm. easy for them. And so that's what – so all these things are like no-brainer things. It's all systematically done step by step for you. And if you follow the system, you will be successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to open up the lines in case anyone has any questions or comments. We're talking to Mr. Dynamic, Larry T. Patton. Any questions or comments for Larry?
I have something I'd like to. Larry, this is Shirley Carter. And you
hey, Shirley, how are you?
About your event. I'm wonderful, and thank you so much for being our guest tonight. And I'm so inspired. I've been taking notes. You know, I'm on my second page, getting ready to start my third page, because, you know, you have so much information and you're sharing it all with us. But I have a question for you. One thing is about your event. Where is it and what date in August?
Yes. It's August the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in beautiful Chicago. So let me give you a little bit more about it. During the 3-day intensive, you'll finally end procrastination, make more money, and tackle your biggest business and life challenges quickly, easily, and confidently. In the procrastination proof section, you'll learn how to balance your work and your personal life, know exactly what needs to be done now, set clear goals and objectives in every area of your work and your life, get organized so that you can get more done. Stop wasting your time on looking for stuff. I know I spent a lot of time looking for things. I used to spend a lot of time looking for things because I wasn't very organized. And I'm not where I want to be, but I thank God I ain't where I was. And so that's a very powerful piece. Make more money and achieve a greater sense of accomplishment. Set priorities and focus on key tasks. I'll reveal what to do and in what order to do it. Practice the law of three to double your output. You can't fail with these three laws I'll be sharing with you. Identify and concentrate on your most valuable result areas. Stop micromanaging yourself. Overcome procrastination. Set with 7 proven ways to eliminate procrastination from your life. Practice what I refer to as the MSNDE method of personal organization. It's easier than you think. And I just want to give you something real quick for the folks who are listening. MSNDE, M stands for, and this is a priority thing. A lot of times we can't prioritize, and so this is going to help you real quick. M stands for must do. What are the things that you must do on a daily basis?
Mm-hmm.
M stands for must do. Must do's have great consequences when you don't do them. The next is S. S are should do. Should do. Now, they don't have as great a consequence as must do's, but yet and still they have consequences. And here's the deal. Never work on an S when you have an M left undone. So what am I saying? Don't start something until you finish it. Don't start another thing until you finish it. Now, the N stands for nice to do. What are the things that you're doing that are just nice to do? Because they have no consequence. So stop doing the nice thing, like watching, you know, when you get home from work, you're too tired to do that, to read that book or that chapter, or listen to that tape. So you turn on the TV, pop your feet up on the and grab the remote control and start scanning through the channels. That's a nice to do activity. There are no consequences for that. The only consequence is you can't work on your M's and S's. The D in the formula stands for delegate. What could you give to somebody else to do and then follow up to make sure that they get it done? And then finally, the E's. E's are what can you eliminate from what you're doing, your activity list of activities that you can eliminate altogether and just stop doing those. And that's the MSNDE method of personal organization. And that's just a little tip of the iceberg of some of the things that I'll be sharing during these 3 days. Let's see, what else can I give you?
When is it?
It's August 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Okay.
And
wonderful.
The times, it's 1 o'clock to 9 o'clock on that first day. It's 9 to 9 the second day, and 10 to 7 the third day. So they're very intense days. They're very long, but there's a lot of information that's being disseminated.
What's the cost of attending the workshop?
Who will this event benefit? Here are the top three reasons people are attending this event. Reason number one, you want to overcome fear of failure. 64% of people want to overcome the fear of failure. 36% of people want to overcome the fear of success. Can you believe that 64% of people need to overcome the fear of failure and 36% need to overcome the fear of success? Here's reason number two that you should attend the benefits. Reason number two is to overcome self-doubt and sabotaging behavior so that you can achieve your business and personal and financial goals. Here's reason number three. You want to learn how to gain clarity and develop a strategy to achieve your life's goals. Instead of having self-doubt, fears, anxiety, overwhelm, and fear, feeling like you are not achieving your financial life potential, you will, by attending this event, gain absolute confidence and clarity. Learn exactly how to identify and release any of the internal fears, beliefs, habits, and perceptions that are now holding you back. What this means to you is this. You will feel a renewed sense of inner power. You will gain real confidence and real certainty. You will take the right actions to achieve your goals versus just setting them. You will finally release whatever has been keeping you stuck at your current income, sales, and business revenue level. Ultimately, what this really means is you will finally gain the financial and emotional freedom to live your life the way you imagine it can be. And it should be. It's called Step Into Your Greatness. And I don't know the folks on the call here. I don't know the folks who listen, but I know that they need to step up their game and demand more from themselves. And this is the event that you can do it at.
Wow, wonderful.
Now, you said you wanted to make an offer to one of the listeners.
Yeah, well, anyone who's listening today, there's a couple of things I'd like to do for the folks who are listening, because I want to be a blessing to your tribe, the folks who religiously listen to you. And one of the things I want to do is help them. How can they stay connected to Mr. Dynamic? Well, if you send me an email to Larry@LarryDPatton.net. Larry@LarryDPatton.net. I'll make sure that I put you on my list. It's called Your Dose Today. And Your Dose Today is basically three blogs in one. And here's what you get: personal development nuggets, credit tips, and nutrition and exercise ideas that you can immediately use in your life to grow yourself mentally, spiritually, financially, and physically so that you build your business, increase your income, attract more of the clients, your ideal clients, gain more free time to enjoy life, and create unstoppable confidence. Now, some people may want to contact me regarding scheduling a possible keynote, a workshop, or a training. That's available by sending an email to that same email address. Maybe you have a referral or a business opportunity for me, and you wanted to get that information to me. You could do it via the Internet, via email, larry@larrydpatton.net. And so anyone who's listening who would like to attend this event, is valued at over $1,200. But for the folks who are listening, I'm going to reduce that substantially. The 7th Year Greatness 3-Day Live event is $1,297. You'll receive a How to Get More Done in Less Time. The value of that is a special video program. It's $297. Members-only community support. That's 6 months after the event for $149. The total value for the entire event is the value of $1,743. What I'm offering, folks, is a food and voucher, hotel and food voucher in the amount of $746. So that brings it down to $997. What I want to do for the folks who are listening, anyone who's listening to right now, and I know you're going to probably play this as a recording, so anyone listening to the recording up until 30 days before the event, which would be approximately July 12th, anyone listening to this recording until that time can get all of what I just stated for $497.
Wow, that is a big cut.
Wow. Yeah.
So I wanted to be a blessing.
And,
I wanted to bless
somebody. And it's a 3-day?
It's 3 days.
Wow.
And that doesn't cover any. It's in Chicago. And it's going to be at the
hotel or what? Yeah.
Holiday Inn Select in Tinley Park, Illinois.
Holiday Inn Select.
Holiday Inn Select in Tinley Park, Illinois.
Wow, that is a blessing. That is a real blessing. Thank you so much for making that offer, Larry, Mr. Dynamic. Any closing remarks? We're getting down to the wire here. And are there any closing remarks that you want to leave with our audience on Hot Topics from the Soul?
Yeah, I just wanted to close with a quick story. It's about a story about a chicken and an eagle. It's about a large story about an eagle's nest that was on a large, majestic mountainside where a fragile eagle's nest rested, and the eagle's nest contained four large eagle eggs. One day, there was an earthquake, and it rocked the entire mountainside, causing one of the eggs to tumble down the mountain to a chicken farm located down in the valley below. Well, by instinct, the chickens knew that they must protect and care for the egg, so an old hen volunteered to nurture the large egg. One day, the egg hatched and a beautiful eagle was born, but the eagle was raised to be what? A chicken. Soon, the eagle believed he was nothing more than a chicken. The eagle loved his home and his family, but his spirit, there was something on the inside of him that cried out for more. One day, while playing a game on the farm with some of his friends, his chicken friends, the eagle looked to the skies above, and he noticed a group of majestic eagles soaring in the skies. And he said, "Oh," the eagle cried, "I wish I could soar like those birds." The chickens roared with laughter. "You cannot soar with those birds because you are a chicken, and chickens don't soar." The eagle continued staring at his real family up above, dreaming that he could be with them one day. And each time the eagle would let his dream be known, I know I'm talking to somebody right now, he was told that it couldn't be done. The eagle, after time, stopped dreaming and continued to live his life like a chicken. Finally, Valerie and Shirley, finally, after a long life as a chicken, the eagle died a chicken. Now, what's the moral of this story? If you listen to the chickens around you, you'll live and die like them, a chicken. Inside you is that eagle. How do I know? You wouldn't be here listening to me right now if something inside you didn't connect you to me. This is your call to soar. You are an eagle. It's time to follow your dreams and not the words of the chickens in and around your life. Now is your time. Now is your time to soar. I'm a believer that things happen for a reason and there aren't any accidents. This is your opportunity. This is your time. This is your chance, but it's up to you to get the hit and answer the call, just like I had to answer the call from my grandmother when she was interceding for me. Are you living the life you envisioned for yourself? Are you where you thought you'd be by now? Did you think you would be richer, healthier, have a better intimate relationship and more friends, experience more joy, and have more peace of mind than you do now? I want to help you rekindle those dreams and show you they're not only possible, but they're attainable. Let's together at the Step Into Your Greatness event build the path that will lead you directly and expeditiously to them. It's time for you, your turning point. It's time for you to soar. Step into your greatness and fly like the eagle.
Wow, that was powerful. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Dynamic. We really enjoyed you tonight. And those of you that are listening and you missed some nuggets, because I know that some of you joined in late, pass it and send it over to some of your family and friends. And remember that it all starts with you. Are you a chicken or are you an eagle? Visit me on www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. And if you have any questions or comments or want to speak on a platform such as Hot Topics from the Soul, you can email me at soultopics@gmail.com. That's soultopics@gmail.com. It has been a pleasure. And this is a holiday weekend, Memorial weekend. So y'all be careful. And consider your brothers, your sisters that are around you, and become our brother's keepers. Look out for one another. We pay tribute. It's Memorial Day, and there are many that have paid the price for us to be who we are. So let us not make their work and labor in vain. Much love to you, Shirley. Always great having you partnering with me here on this show, Hot Topics from the Soul. And those of you that are listening, y'all have a powerful weekend, and I'll see you next Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for Hot Topics from the Soul. Good night, and thanks again, Larry.
You betcha.
Good night.
Bye now.